Let's go live to South Korea with ABC News correspondent Alex Stone at the Olympics. Good morning to you, Alex.
Pat and Larry, good morning to you. And some scary moments here a couple of hours ago when we had a loser here, a crash. And, you know, it quickly brought back memories of 2010 in Vancouver when it was, in that case, a fatal crash during the Olympics there. But in this case, luckily, American Emily Sweeney, she lost control. Her sled spun out like a NASCAR, and we are told she is going to do okay. That it looks like she has bruises, scratches, and bruises. But for a while, it was very tense. People didn't know, and there were athletes and spectators from around the world looking on, and they looked very serious, waiting. They were silent. She wasn't moving immediately, and then she started to move, and there were fears that she was badly injured. But luckily, she's okay. Unfortunately, didn't medal. Nor did Aaron Hamlin, the flag bearer for the U.S., who also competed, but some very scary moments not that long ago in the luge.
All right, Alex, can you win the halfpipe competition if you don't finish your breakfast sandwich before the competition?
Well, apparently she didn't because she's a little hangry, is the way that she put it. Holy shit, taking gold in the halfpipe, incredible performance that she had, near perfect score, 98.25 out of 100, but she says that she was hangry, that mix between hungry and angry. Here's what she told reporters.
Yes, I was a little hangry. I was, you know, I actually ate probably 20 minutes ago, so I'm feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, she was feeling better then, but she said, hey, you know, she had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. She said, I'm 17. I don't do that normally. And she had to get right out to the track and then to the half pipe because it was going to be prime time on the in the U.S., and that meant that it had to be early here, and she didn't have a whole lot to eat. She got out there. All of a sudden, it was time to compete, and she thought, oh, man, I'm hungry. I'm a little bit annoyed. Uh-oh, I'm hangry. But it apparently worked for her because now she's got the gold.
I can't wait to hear you try to translate that into Korean, Alex. Looking forward to that.
There's a lot that I cannot translate into Korean.
Yeah, she was sure serious. That's true.
Thank you at this point. I'm working on that.
No, she was amazing last night. She is 17 and just ripped it up.
She's the darling, isn't she?
Well, she really is. And, you know, she's so good that many believe that she would have no doubt been able to qualify 4 years ago, but probably would have won the gold 4 years ago, too. But she was too young at that time. This is the first time she could compete. You know, she sticks with it, that she could have a long career. Look at Shaun White. He's 31 years old now, and he has a very good chance later tonight, U.S. time, of getting the gold as well. If not the gold, then the silver. He had a powerful qualification. He's setting up a heck of a showdown tonight against an Australian snowboarder, and it should be a good show. But he's a grandpa now in the world of snowboarding. Everybody winning has been 17 years old. Near you have a 31-year-old coming in, and a very good chance that he's going to show them how it's done. So she could go for a long time as well.
You know, I was watching the qualifying last night with Shaun White, and those guys, it was just qualifying, and they were going crazy on each other. It's almost like the competition had already broken out.
Yeah, and, you know, Chloe Kim made a point today. She said, you know, what they're doing today is something that 4 years ago, nobody in snowboarding would have imagined with the moves and the height that they're getting, and 4 years before that, they wouldn't have imagined. She said they just can't even think about potentially what they'll be doing in four more years, but that the speed and the height that Shaun White and Chloe Kim and the others have been able to get, just absolutely amazing.
It's an amazing Olympics so far. Does it seem like the United States is a little behind in terms of medals, Alex, or is it just too early to talk about that?
Well, it's still awfully early, and you know, it's really not fair to compete because things have been moved around this year. The alpine skiing events, likely the U.S. will do well in. They typically do, so that's kept the numbers down, but the U.S. is in fifth place when it comes to golds right now with only three golds, one silver, two bronze. Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, Canada, all in front of the U.S., but we got a long way left to go here. So, and nobody needs to freak out too much right now. There's still likely a lot of medals to come in.
All right, so the Korean translation lessons continue for Alex Stone, and I'm glad you worked in some time to be with us again today. Thank you very much to the shivering, no doubt, Alex Stone.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.